Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. It really helps out the channel. I can never express that enough. Thank you so much. And let's crack straight on with today's first story. And of course, it comes with updates. It's from Probate Court Help, who says, I think I've gotten caught up in a situation involving lying to / in court, and I don't know what to do. And it's compiled by someone called Quality Proof over on Best of Updates, who says, quick background. My parents passed away several years ago in an accident. My mum's parents are the only living grandparents. My sister, brother, and I are their only grandchildren. This is a very long story, so I'll try to be as brief as possible. My grandparents are approaching 90 and both have recently started to be affected by Alzheimer's. My brother has been helping them for several years, especially after our parents died. My grandparents have always been very active, very healthy, very independent people, and I thought it was ridiculous that my brother would bring them meals, shovel their walkway, mow the lawn, help them to doctor's appointments, etc., because they were perfectly able to handle that themselves. Earlier this year, my grandparents were diagnosed with Alzheimer's. My brother was given medical and durable power of attorney, which was apparently how my grandparents set up their living trust. A few months after the diagnosis, my brother moved them into an assisted living home. My sister did some research and was getting very worried about everything. She explained that our brother now owned all of my grandparents' real estate properties and all of their bank accounts and stocks and whatnot, and that our grandparents were now powerless. That our brother controlled everything. I was really upset and worried. Especially when my brother started renting one of the real estate properties out. So my sister and I decided to try and contest things. She found a lawyer who came out to my grandparents' assisted living and met with them. We talked to him about how my brother was taking advantage of my grandparents and how he'd gotten them to sign over everything to him, etc. That lawyer called my sister back a few days later, and she wasn't going to represent us because there was no case. So my sister found a different lawyer and things are now in probate court. She has way more knowledge about this whole thing, so she's taken the lead on it. The new lawyer filed complaints with the probate court that 1. My brother had taken advantage of my grandparents by fostering dependents, when he was bringing them meals, doing yard work, and taking them to the doctor when they were able to do it themselves, and therefore putting himself in a position to be in charge of their money. 2. My grandparents' money and assets are being misused and or stolen. 3. My brother is renting out the house at below market rates. 4. He's trying to isolate my grandparents by taking control of all their affairs and moving them into a home. We are asking the court to remove my brother as power of attorney and as trustee of the living trust. Now here's my dilemma. The probate court ordered my brother to submit an accounting of my grandparents' finances, and he did. Our lawyer got a copy of it last week and said that everything is not only in order, but that my brother had improved some investments to bring in more money to the trust. Our lawyer also spent a little time going over some information in the trust. My grandparents updated their trust when my parents died to make my brother the first person in line to take over their affairs on incapacity or death. When my grandparents pass, all of their assets are to be divided equally among my brother, my sister, and me, except any outstanding loans. Any of us still have with them would be deducted from that person's share. He said there's also a no contest clause in the trust, but that he needed to do more research on what that means. He said that there's no way the court will make any changes based on the accounting because it's, as he said, immaculate. However, if we have more information about my brother mistreating or isolating my grandparents, that we'll fight on that. Today, my sister is telling me that she believes my brother has falsified the accounting that was done and she's going to have proof of it and that would get my brother removed. She also plans to have the part in the trust removed about the understanding loans being deducted and get legal guardianship over my grandparents. I'm starting to have second thoughts and I'm not sure what to do here. If my brother falsified the accounting, what happens if my sister comes up with proof? But I have a nagging suspicion that she's going to make something up and gives it to the court. Can I get in trouble for being on her side? And we have a short update, a first update, and a second update. So, you know, this is going to probably maybe even get worse. We don't know yet. And I'm just going to go by what I've read here in this story and so far. And I know it is the case sometimes, so don't get on my back about it. But I do feel incredibly sad that, you know, seeing your brother helping your grandparents for several years, helping them go to doctor's appointments, you know, shovel their walkway, mow their lawn, bring them meals and all that sort of stuff, that it's immediately turned to, you know, he's after the inheritance. Again, I do know that happens all over the world and it does happen, but having recently been through this kind of process myself, and even before, like, my father got ill, we'd help him out, we'd go and take him meals, we'd go and help out with his garden, you know, and he's perfectly capable of doing it himself, but we love him so much that we, you know, we'd go round and do that. And it's not about money. The last thing I want would be my dad's money, you know, it means nothing. I'd rather have my father, you know. But so that part of the story did really rub me the wrong way and it felt like a bit greedy, but I could be being biased here. So some of these stories can turn out to be particularly wild, so it could turn out the brother maybe is after the money, but we don't know yet. And another question that was going through my mind is, I wonder what the relationship between these brothers and sister are. Simply because, you know, sister's spotted that he's got control over all these assets or whatever. And instead of, you know, going to talk to him, they've researched it and now are getting worried and trying to contest things. And if I was the brother who was in control of the assets and I found out, you know, my family was trying to contest me against it and, you know, I wasn't doing anything negative, I'd be incredibly hurt by that, to think that they don't trust me in that way. But as I said, we don't know the full story yet, so let's go to the short update, which says, I'm getting my name the hell off this thing. My sister is so smooth talking. So damn smooth talking. I talked to her without saying anything about this post. She didn't give me any specifics about what kind of proof she can get or what exactly she thinks our brother is doing to screw over the finances or hurt our grandparents. But she talks in such a convincing manner that I was about ready to discount everything posted here. I asked her about how she thought we should manage my grandparents' care after my brother was removed, and she said she thought we'd move them back to their house and hire a cleaning lady off Craigslist to come out once a week, so Grammy didn't have to worry about cleaning. Then I sucked it up and called my brother. He couldn't talk much since he needed to get his kids in bed soon, and he wasn't very friendly, which I think I deserve. I told him that I think I was being lied to and that our sister was acting shady. He agreed to answer my questions. I asked him why he moved into such an expensive assisted living, and I guess some months back, Grammy left a pot on the stove and left to go shopping. My brother stopped by while she was out and found the pot on the lit burner billowing smoke. Burnt and ruined, and Grandpa was watching TV, totally unaware of the smoke. And Gramps had taken the batteries out of the smoke detector last time Grammy burnt something, so the fucking house could have burnt down. He moved them out right after that. And whoever said my sister owes our grandparents a lot of money was right. According to my brother, just over half a million. Feels sick, but it's worse than that even. Okay, so Grandpa kept really thorough financial files and he had signed loan agreements with whoever owed money, and he kept everything in a file cabinet. Yes, I also owe them some money for a car, but it's down to $4,000, and I've made every monthly payment. So after my brother got my grandparents moved into an assisted living, he went to gather all the financial documents so we could get everything in order, and he found that all the loan agreements my sister had signed were missing from her file. He suspects she took them, so there'd be no record of what she owes. Apparently, Grandpa kept photocopies of the important stuff, including loan agreements and a payment ledger book in a fire safe as a backup, so my brother has proof of what everyone owes. I feel sick. I don't know what to do. This is a nightmare. I'm going to call the lawyer tomorrow and find out how to get removed from this mess. And again, sorry for my comment here. I can't help but get involved in this one. In the first part of the story where, you know, it said, and I quote, she also has plans to have the part in the trust removed about the outstanding loans being deducted and get legal guardianship over my parents. And that, you know, ties up with a short update as well about her files going missing. She obviously owes Grandma a lot of money, which was said, £500,000, what the hell? And it sounds very similar to a situation that I've seen recently with, I'll say, a friend of mine. and they live about 200 miles away, so I don't get to see them that often, but they had a very similar situation. You know, their grandparents were getting on and they lived in a second floor flat, and there was stuff happening, like pretty much like this, leaving the stove on, etc. So they was worried about their safety, and they had taken over their finances and made investments, like really good investments. So when they moved them into the living facility, you know, they could care for them with these expenses, with these investments, because believe me, some of the prices I've seen in these living facilities is absolutely crazy money. So now we're going to go to that first update to see what it says. First, I'd like to thank everyone here and Best of Legal Advice for your input, suggestions, and the harsh words that it turns out I needed last fall. A few people commented that I sounded young, and that's pretty true. My brother and sister are much older than me, and my parents had me later in life. Mum used to say I was her favourite surprise. So yeah, I'm just getting started in college and don't have much real world experience, which isn't an excuse for how I acted. But it is what it is, and I'm trying to be better. I took a humanities class that covers ageing this semester because of this whole situation with my grandparents, and I learned so much. I'm thinking about changing my major so I can go out in a field that helps protect the elderly, like maybe social work. So I told our lawyer back in November that I wanted nothing to do with the court case anymore, and gave him a general outline of why I've come to believe that my sister wasn't being totally honest. He filed stuff to show I was withdrawing my name from the case, and then he fired my sister as a client. She dismissed, I think this is the right term, her case, since she no longer had a lawyer, after some soul searching and a couple of visits with a counsellor at school. I told her not to contact me again and blocked her. My brother was willing to forgive me for some reason. I'm grateful for it, but I was a real jackass until I posted here about my grandparents' situation. He kept me in the loop, which is how I know the last 5 months have played out. My brother's attorney for the trust started getting emails from my sister's new lawyer. This would be the third one she's used about her complaints over my grandparents' estate, later in the fall. She was claiming to lawyer number three that my brother was hiding bank accounts and money, that he was letting the trust's real estate properties go to junk and not taking care of them, that he didn't have insurance on the properties, he was letting people live there for free, and a bunch of other stuff that I could see was completely not true. She also started telling my grandparents these lies, which upset them, and being confused, they believed her for a bit and were just awful to my brother and me. Lawyer 3 was sending demanding emails to my brother's lawyer for him to show proof that the houses are in good shape, insured, not misused, on and on and on. After a couple of months, my brother's lawyer got an email directly from my sister, where she listed demands such as my brother must let her take inventory from all of my grandparents' possessions and take some keepsakes for herself. That any renters had to be evicted immediately, that he had to put all the real estate up for sale within 30 days, and other things that my brother's lawyer explained that he absolutely did not have to do. And if these things didn't happen within 30 days, she would be forced to pursue further legal action. And CC'd her lawyer on this.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Email. Well, my brother's lawyer got a call the same day from lawyer number three, saying he had nothing to do with that email and wasn't consulted. That was the last we heard anything from lawyer three, and all was quiet for a few months. And that brings me to the current situation. My brother's lawyer recently forwarded him copies of emails with, drumroll please, my sister's new lawyer, lawyer number four. This lawyer is from a firm that does local ads like Got DUI, charged with a crime, we can help. I don't know why they're taking on a probate situation, but it looks like they are. And really, it's the same stupid claim she made with Lawyer 3, and my brother's lawyer has already gone over with him exactly what he's supposed to be doing as the trustee, so he doesn't have to do any of the stuff she's saying. It's just, this is getting very hard on my brother. He's just so tired of it all. What I want to know is, I guess, not so much about what legal steps he should be taking, because his lawyer has that covered, but maybe some advice from you guys, since you've been dealing with all types of people in court. Why is she doing this? I mean, she apparently wants to be the trustee, but my brother's lawyer said that probate court would never give it to her, since my brother has shown that he's managing everything exactly right. So why does she continue? Is there anything we can do to stop her? My brother's lawyer said he's seen people act like this for years, but he didn't have any advice on anything we could do to get her to back off, since she isn't breaking any laws. I would appreciate any advice or suggestions anyone has. Update 2. This is the final update because both grandparents have passed, and my brother filed the final tax return for the trust last month, which was the last thing needed to settle it. Here's what happened. Gramps suffered a stroke several months after my last update, because it happened at an assisted living facility just down the street from a major hospital. He was able to initially survive. My brother felt it was only right to inform our sister. I didn't agree. She took his call, thanked him for calling, and never came to the hospital. My brother and I sat in the ICU in shifts for days with Gramps. Gramps held on for several months, was even able to return to live with his wife, but he was obviously not the same, and pneumonia took him in the end. His death pretty much sent Grammy over the edge. Her Alzheimer's progressed quickly after she lost Gramps and needed to be moved to the memory unit. Grammy held on for years. Pneumonia took her the summer before the pandemic. My sister never visited our grandparents after my last update. She didn't even give up on her quest to be a terrible person though. Lawyer 4 lasted over 3 years. They settled into a rhythm of sending frequent demand emails to the trust lawyer for copies of checks, proof that estate properties were insured, trust bank records, anything they were technically entitled to review due to my sister being a beneficiary. Anytime a property had a necessary repair, i.e. plumbing issue causing sewage leak in the house, my sister would have her lawyer demand copies of everything, insisting on getting multiple quotes for time-sensitive work, anything to drag the process out. Every year when my brother would submit the trust accounting, weeks of work would follow due to her demanding clarification on every medical bill or questioning why Grammy needed $100 worth of clothing from Target or whatever random tidbit she'd latch onto, all one at a time, dragging everything out. She also discovered that she could file complaints in probate court. The judge would send the complaints to mediation. My brother wouldn't agree to anything in mediation, and my sister would have her lawyer withdraw the filing. This happened multiple times. The trust's legal costs were staggering as a result of all of this. When Grammy passed, the trust law firm submitted an equitable distribution proposal to my sister's lawyer, including her outstanding debts, which she never attempted to repay to the trust, and which she continued to deny in spite of documentation my brother had. My brother even offered to reduce the amount she owed if she wanted to take one of the real estate properties she previously expressed interest in, so he wouldn't have to deal with selling it. She refused the proposal if any of her debts were included. There was some back and forth for a couple of months, then she went quiet for a bit. Then came lawyer number 5. The trust lawyer assumed, probably correctly, that lawyer 4 realized his payday of sending nasty emails and filing motions that would go nowhere was over and stopped representing her. So she got a new guy, and my brother had to start the whole process over. This new lawyer came to the table with only my sister's version of the story, including some new embellishments about my brother hiding my grandparents from her and never knowing where they were, their health status, even if they were alive. The new lawyer really latched onto that part. The trust lawyer had told my brother earlier on to shoot them an email with any updates or changes to my grandparents' status or location, such as hospitalizations or ER trips or transfers to different assisted living accommodations, and he always did so. The lawyer who took the lead on the handling the trust said it was hilariously satisfying to provide copies of my brother's emails to her and her subsequent emails to whichever lawyer my sister was on with said updates to lawyer number 5. He suddenly had a more pleasant demeanor. This is already long, so I'll simplify the next several months, late 2019 to early 2020. Sister at first refused distribution proposal. Trust lawyer simply submitted the proposal to probate court for them to approve. Sister was suddenly fine with accepting the proposal. She asked for cash distribution less her debts, no property in kind. Brother takes the rental property in kind, asks if I had interest in the vacation property our sister had previously wanted but no longer did. I have good memories there. Decided to accept the offer so I can visit the property and so my brother can still use it. Everyone signs the distribution agreement, papers are filed in court, and it's done. My brother sells the remaining real estate property, a townhome my grandparents lived in before entering assisted facility, and cuts checks for the cash distribution. And we haven't heard a word from our sister since, not in any form. She deposited her check immediately and that was that. It's so anticlimactic after all the hassle she caused over the last 5 years. The only thing she accomplished with these years of greed was to cost the trust something like $600,000 in legal and related fees. That's money that would have been split among the three of us. She cost herself over $200,000 for nothing. She didn't even take the vacation property she had claimed to want so badly. Despite everything, my brother offered it to her first because it apparently held so much sentimental value. Apparently, once she saw the appraisal on it from 2019, it wasn't that sentimental to her. It appraised at $90,000. It's not some fancy resort property or something, just a small vacation home in a pretty area. I guess it's a happy enough resolution, all things considered. I was able to pay off my small amount of student debt from undergrad, and I'll be able to pay for grad school. And it's just incredibly sad, isn't it, that at the end there, it was cost $600,000 in legal fees that came out of the estate in the end. And I'm kind of annoyed that it didn't come from the sister's part of it, because she's the one that's caused this mess in the end. She's the one that's dragged everything out. And these legal fees are no joke. I mean, when I was dealing with my father's estate, and there was lawyers involved and various things like that, because it was an industrial death, basically. And I remember getting on the phone with one of these lawyers, and I was saying, look, I'm not going to take too much of your time, because I know it's very expensive. And I was very upfront about that. I was like talking as fast as I could. And I made a joke about something like that. I know you cost about £100 per 30 minutes or like that, and I just had a chuckle to myself, and she went, actually it's £400 per 30 minutes. And I was like, oh okay, let's speed this up then. So every time she was requesting, you know, copies of documents for her lawyers, etc, it was all building up, and all just came out of greed in the end. The property that was so sentimental to her turns out it's only worth $90,000. Oh, don't want that no more. I'd rather have a check. And one of the worst things, or I know a lot of it's bad, but probably one of the worst things to me, is that she attempted, or maybe even did, turn the grandparents against the brother who was doing everything. Try to manipulate vulnerable people like that is, oh man, that makes me mad. But what do you guys think of this situation? I imagine it's an incredibly common situation, you know. I've heard it many times in the past, you know, when estates are mentioned and people arguing over them and stuff like that. Thank goodness it didn't happen with my father at all. I think my family were just...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Incredibly glad that I was dealing with it. They was like, no, I'm happy for you to deal with it, and you know, if we get anything then we get anything, if we don't we don't. It was just simple as that. And you know, I'd never screw with my family regardless. All that goes through my head is, what would my father have wanted? And you know, he wants our family to be happy, and that was that. He mentioned that several times as he was going through his illness, that he wants no arguing over money. And you know, we met up as brothers and we discussed what was going to happen. Anyway, I'm going off on one as usual. You know what I'm like. I hope you did enjoy this story. Let me know your thoughts on it down below. It's a bit of a different one in relationships that we've covered before. Let me know your thoughts on that. And just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today. Getting involved in the channel, your love, support and time. If you want to support the channel further and you get value out of these videos whatsoever, you listen at work or whatever, no pressure to do so, but you can join the membership down below by clicking that join button, or you can join over on Patreon. Link is in the description. And join up there. Really helps out the channel. Never any pressure to do so though. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care guys. Much love. Wake up. I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the windows. Yeah.